It is indeed with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. Total Information AM on KMOX. It's 9:50. Big event coming up on Thursday night at the Big Top, 3401 Washington Avenue. It's the 30th annual Great Futures Gala, the biggest fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater St. Louis. As it turns out, it's not only a big night to raise funds, but it's going to be a night to celebrate the retirement of President Dr. Flint Fowler. He is retiring as president of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater St. Louis, and he joins us now live on KMOX. Flint, my friend, it is great to hear from you. How are you, and congratulations on your retirement.
Well, I'm excited to be on the show with you, first of all, and thank you for allowing this time. It's kind of mixed emotions. I put a lot of time and energy into the Boys and Girls Club, and an organization I love and children that I've been privileged to serve. So in that sense, I'm a little sad, but at the other side of the coin is I get a chance to maybe relax a little bit more, work on my golf game, and take in some more sports.
I can't blame you for that. And sports have been a big part of your life. To put it into sports terms, you have helped this club since 1996 to serve nearly 14,000 youth. If you were to put them into Chaffetz Arena, you'd have about 5,000 of them waiting outside to get in. That's about how massive of an amount of people that is. That has to make you feel very satisfied.
It really does, and I never thought about it in those terms, because what we try to do at the Boys and Girls Club is consider each child and what their needs are and who they are as individuals. But in the collective, it does make me excited to know that we've been able to impact so many lives on an annual basis.
Can you take me back to 1996 and why you got involved in this way?
Oh, wow. So I had worked for a couple of other nonprofit organizations that really focused on, college-bound young people. And the Boys and Girls Club gave me an opportunity to connect at a much younger age and put into place some programs and activities that would better position those children for post-high school activities, whether it was going to the military or going to a trade school or going on to a college or university. I thought that helping them to lay a stronger foundation would position them to make the choice or the choices that were in their best interest and not necessarily be subject to things that maybe they weren't interested in doing because they didn't have the proper preparation.
And Dr. Fowler, we're talking to Flint Fowler, who is retiring as president of the Boys and Girls Club of Greater St. Louis. A lot has changed since 1996, a lot. And your ability to raise funds through those times has been very successful, but I'm sure it met some challenges as well. How did you change with the times in terms of connecting and raising funds?
I think we've always tried to focus on the needs of young people, and the Boys and Girls Clubs have, sort of changed from being a swimming gym and a place for woodwork shops and sports teams to a place that focused more on the educational needs, career readiness, helping young people deal with trauma and putting things in place that allowed them to better see what their future was going to look like and help them realize their potential. And I think if you can make the case, take that message out to the donors, and St. Louis is such a generous community, and help them understand how their support is a wide. It's become really easy, but it's much easier to raise funds when they can connect the programs and services that we provide at the Boys and Girls Clubs directly to the outcomes that children realize as they grow and mature.
The 30th gala, I mean, look at these sponsors. You talk about raising funds. Presenting sponsors, Dowd Bennett, Emerson. Platinum sponsors are Charles Schwab, Jim Butler, and Edward Jones. I mean, some heavy hitters in town for sure who all come together in their belief in the potential of youth. What is that night like? Is this year's theme is jeans, jewels, and sneakers. Tell us about what the gala is like.
Well, it's a lot of fun. First of all, people get a chance to come together and just really celebrate life, celebrate all that's good about St. Louis, and know that their support is going to help keep St. Louis a vibrant and an attractive community. You know, we've got to invest in young people to develop our workforce. You know, we're looking to them to become wage earners and leaders, firefighters and teachers. And, you know, I think that the participants recognize that if they can come out and have a little fun, share some of their resources, that ultimately our kids are going to be better off for it.
Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater St. Louis, and their event is going to be this Thursday, October 24th, at the Big Top, 3401 Washington Avenue, not only raising funds, but to celebrate the retirement of Dr. Flint Fowler. Now, you still have more work to do. You're retiring at the end of the year, but I'll ask you as we go out here, what are you most proud of, Dr. Fowler, looking back?
Well, I think I'm most proud of helping to raise the profile of young people, that they are, as we often hear, our most precious resource, and that we can all play a role in helping to make their lives better. So making the club programs more accessible, helping to show the community that what happens inside those doors and because of the relationships that they form with caring adults really can make a difference in the life of a child. And those differences can be seen on a daily basis. You don't have to wait until they graduate from high school or complete a post-secondary or a post-high school experience. You can see those changes taking place each and every day. And I think that's what's rewarding, you know, having a young person that's maybe a little afraid to get up and speak in front of a group to actually leading a group, seeing a young person, you know, realize a capability where that they didn't realize that before. And then just watching the connections that happen between peers as they recognize that friendships are important and that they have an opportunity to work together to make St. Louis the kind of place that we all want it to be.
Well, I know I speak for a lot of people when I say thank you for all that you have done for St. Louis, and congratulations and good luck in your retirement. Flint Fowler from Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater St. Louis, thanks for being with us on KMOX today.
Thank you so much. And we still got some work to do, you and I.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We are going to, it's not over. Dr. Flint Fowler with us on KMOX. Always great to visit with him.